Hey everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're feeling like life's got you on a constant hamster wheel, spinning faster and faster, then buckle up, because we're diving into something super important today. Self-compassion. Ever felt like your inner critic is just constantly judging every little move you make? Like, oh, you didn't get that promotion? You totally blew it. Or you tripped walking down the stairs. Rookie mistake. We've all been there, right? That harsh voice can feel impossible to silence. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or making excuses. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. It's about recognizing that everyone stumbles, makes mistakes, and experiences pain. It's part of being human. Now, why is this so vital, especially when it comes to healing from trauma? Because trauma often leaves us feeling broken, unworthy, and deeply flawed. That harsh inner critic can amplify those feelings, making it even harder to move forward. But self-compassion acts as a powerful antidote. It allows us to acknowledge our pain without judgment, to accept our imperfections, and to build resilience in the face of adversity. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate more self-compassion, especially if you're navigating the healing journey after trauma. 1. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound like a buzzword, but hear me out. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When those negative thoughts start swirling, acknowledge them without getting swept away. Just observe them like clouds passing by. Think of it as training your mind to be more aware and less reactive. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly berates you? It's not always accurate. Learn to identify those negative thoughts and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we're much kinder to others than we are to ourselves. Start treating yourself with the same level of understanding and compassion. 3. Remember, you're not alone. This is huge. So many people struggle with self-compassion, especially after trauma. Know that you're not weird or broken for feeling this way. Connect with others who understand, join support groups, talk to a therapist, or simply confide in a trusted friend. Sharing your story can be incredibly healing and empowering. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about intentionally doing things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or simply spending time with loved ones. Prioritize activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. 5. Be patient with yourself. Healing from trauma takes time. There's no quick fix. Be patient with yourself and celebrate every small victory along the way. Every step toward self-compassion is a step in the right direction. You know, I remember back when I was going through a tough time, I used to beat myself up relentlessly for every mistake, every setback. It was exhausting. Then I started practicing self-compassion, and it was like a light switch flipped. Suddenly, I felt less trapped by my thoughts and more able to cope with the challenges. Think about that moment when you really messed up, you know, the one where everyone else seemed to handle it perfectly except for you. Did you treat yourself with kindness, or did you turn into your own worst critic? It's easy to fall into the trap of self-blame and negativity. But remember, everyone makes mistakes. The key is to acknowledge those mistakes without letting them define you. Forgive yourself, learn from the experience, and move forward with compassion for yourself and others. So, what's the takeaway here? Self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept. It's a powerful tool for healing and growth, especially after trauma. It allows us to break free from the cycle of self-criticism and create space for kindness, understanding, and resilience. Remember, you deserve compassion. Start treating yourself with the same love and care you would offer your best friend. And if this resonates with you, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Keep tapping out, folks. Until next time, stay kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.